that Shmuel agrees that in case the goy, the robber, not goy, if the robber gave the Jew money, then he's murdered to good sale in Echanami. Now it's called the man that owner didn't get money, then we say Reitzah means nothing. But in Echanami, on the sound that the robber really gives money back to the owner, Lamaisa, the owner receives money, so now the Svarah, he's not losing anything. Since he's not losing anything, that's the Fung Svarah. That if you're forced to do something and you're not losing any money, you really mean it, the sale's a good sale. But Ula Rav Devoy, the Nisayan boy Mishmedi Rav Nachman, he ends off the name of Rav Nachman. That karka ain't loy, moyet yesh loy, that no, even though the owner sold the karka to the goslin's not allowed to keep it, whoever buys it off the goslin has to return it back to the owner. So only question that the nigzel has to give back the money to the goslin. Only moyet yesh loy, the maikil meima. And this is a kashla drafuna, why? So hurra, since the goy gave money to the owner, he's like forcing the owner to sell him his property, and he's giving him money. So the Maisa, the owner is not losing out anything. The owner is getting his money. Only what? He's being forced to do it. But that's why Fung Svarah, once you're forced to do something, and at the end you say, yes, right to me, it's called a good sale. So we're here, quench for a baby, it sounds like a funa. Samara says, true. Rav Deva Memruhu. Or Memruhu, the Rav Funa is really late. Like Rav Deva doesn't know that Amayra, that's always not a Tana. He's only an Amayra. Rashi says, Rav Memruhu. Not a Mishnah, not a Braitza. The Yomala Rebbe Mishmed and Avshia the Mahabe Gemara. Gavra Gavra Karamas Bitmiya. The people would have been Stam Rebbe the Machal, there's no Kasha. But you can't have the Kasha, Rapuna to Rebbe. But if Shas is Rebbe saying it over the name of somebody else, when a Kasha was Mashmi saying it over the name of a Tana, the answer is no. He's not saying it over the name of a Mishnah, he's not saying it over the name of a Braitza. He's saying it over the name of somebody, so what? So that's somebody Rav Huna does not hold like. Rav Nechanami, Rav Deva's Alachlokur is not like Rav Huna. Omar Rav says, what the loch? Hilchot Alachlokur is, Tluya Vezovin Zvin Yizvin. Lachataki is like Rav Huna, that if somebody forces you to sell your house, and he pays you the full price for it, the sale says how? Since the Maisa now you say Reitzani, you're not having any loss, you're getting the money for it, so the Zvin is a Zvin. However, below Yamon, this is only said, hello, this sode stamp. It's only said by a stamp sode. Abu the sode zu, loy. But by this field, no. Sode stamp, Rashbam says, Shechrichu, lim charachan zaysa. Somebody came to you and said, listen, I want you to sell me one of your fields. I'm not saying which one, but I need one of them, and I'm going to force you. And at the end, you say, okay, you can take this field. So once you say which field, that shows us that you really mean it. And therefore it's called Gomorrah Matnah. Avol b'sode zuloi. Let's say Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, I want for dafka this one field. I want you to sell me this one field. Then no, then even though Shimon at the end says, okay, he doesn't really mean it. Since he didn't have a choice at all in the matter, his Amish forced all along to give over this one field, that's not Rav Huna's din. There we say, Lekon. Now, b'sode zunam, even though he says, I want this field, if he didn't agree to accept the money, he's not anxious about getting the money. Rashbam says, he didn't count the money. Then Gilo died to the Bakar Kamakab, he's like forced to do it. But if he counts the money, when the guy gives him the money, now he goes and he counts all the money, then we do not say like he's forced, but then we say he gave in. At the end, Lamaisi, he gave in. So therefore, even though the person is forcing you to sell this special field, still, if when he gave you the money, you counted the money, that shows us that now that you sold it, you want the money, you're happy with the money, therefore the Zvini is called a good Zvini. For Lo Yamor, the Zoni said, Elo Deloy Hevel Ishtemute, that he had no way to get out of the deal. Avol Hevel Ishtemute, Loy, let's say the person had a way to get out of it, and he didn't get out of it, then Taker, the sale is a good sale. As Ram says, V'afilo B'sod Ezu, for Layatsin, you're telling me now in one case the sale is no good. The sale is no good if the forcer comes and says, I want this one field, and then when the guy gives you the money, you don't need to count the money. That's the case we're arguing, saying there the sale is not valid. But again, that's only if you have no way to get out of it. But let's say you had a good way how to get out of it, and your son didn't want to get out of it. So then, technically, said the sale is a good sale. Since you could have gotten out of it, and you didn't get out of it, it also shows that now the mice are giving in, you need for that sale. The Ilchasov, the locker is, the Kula, the Heavy, Zvini, Zvini. In all these cases, the law is like Rafuna, that the sale is chal. The afilu v'sodezu. Even though the oinus, the ones that's forcing you, says clearly, I want this one field. And even though when he gave the money, the guy did not count the money, still we said the sale is chal. L'maisa, once at the end, you said roitzani, even though you were forced to. But at the end, you said roitzani, l'maisa, the mechir is chal, and this vini is called a good vini. What's the proof now? So Isha, because in the case of an Isha, is also called Kisada Zudami. The case of an Isha is called like this one field. And the Yom Rameim has said, the locker is, Tulu Yovi Kiddush, Kedusha of Kedushin. Somebody forces a man to marry a wife, or else you force the wife to agree for the Kedushin, and then she says, Reitani, the Kedushin is Chal? So here the Kura, it's one special case, there's only one Isha. The Rashbam says, the Isha, when a man forces his wife to accept the Kedushin, that's called Kisodo Zudam, Yeshayna Chofetz Kimbo, he only wants her. And still, when she at the end says yes, it says the law of the Kedushin is Chal. Your name is Luyan Kurz, Kedushin of Kedushin. So that's the proof to say that even by Sode Zu, still the sale is Chal. Ma Barav Asher Yomar, the Isha Vadai Kedushin Leheve, no, Avad Kedushin is not Chal. If a man goes and forces his wife to accept the Kedushin, she doesn't want to. But he forces her until she says yes. In such a case, he holds the Kedushin is not Chal. You know why? Not because Mi'ikar Adin, the Kedushin should be Chal. Because we hold like Rapuna, that once you force her to say yes, and Lamaisa now she says yes, we say the Kedushin is Chal. But you know why here it's not Chal? The Rabbanim Dikalocha. Because Hevehu Otosh Leikoikin, the man, the husband, did something not right by forcing a wife to marry him. If so, lefikach also imosh leikoygin, the chavim go back to him, to this husband, and also do something not like he wants. What does that mean? The afkeinu rabbonin lekedusha minei, the rabbonin took away the kedushin of this husband. As we always say, when you give over the tabas, you always say arayam kedushasli, but tabazu kedas moshe v'yisrael. So you make it tonight, the kedushin should be chal according to the way of das moshe v'yisrael, the way the chavim want it. And this is the case: the chavim did not want the kedushin. Therefore, the Chum have a right to be Eker the Kedushin. Therefore, the Yafkinu Rabban the Kedushin Menei. The Rabban took away the Kedushin from her. Alright, turn over. The Gemara says about this pshat of the Yafkinu Rabban the Kedushin Menei, Oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi, so Ravina said to Ravashi, Tainach, this should be good, the Kodesh Pekaspo, that this man that's forcing the wife to accept the ring, he's marrying her with the ring, with the money. So then we say, good, the Chum have a right to always say, Hefka Bezn Hefka. So when the husband gives the ring over to the wife, the Chum have a curse to say, this ring doesn't belong to the husband. So it's not like he gave her cast of Kedushin, therefore the Kedushin is not Chal. The Shvam says, Yechon of Chum lahafkiya HaKedushin, the Hefka Bezn Hefka Gavi Momen, O Kilo Kitcher the Gezel, O the Chumis, that's not called Kedushin. The law of Kedushin is the husband has to give his money to her. Him and Rabban is good that they could stop this Kedushin because Rabban could take away the money from the husband. Afkin Rabban Kedushin minay. That's good, Kiddush Pekaspo. Kiddush for Biyah, Michael Meimo. What's going to be the Kedushin by Biyah? The Kur, the husband over here is, how could you stop Kedushin? If you marry your wife with Biyah, that's a Kenyan Midiraita, and there's no way to take away the Biyah. The Kur, he made a Maisa Kedushin, how could you stop the Kedushin? Oh, Malay, he said back, Shavu Rabban will be lost to Bilaznus. The Chum have a kayach to say that biya remains a biya's nuts. In other words, like we said, when you first get married, you always get married kedas moshe of Yisrael. Every kedushin is only chal according to the Chum the way they want it. So the Rabbanu do not want you to get married by forcing your wife to marry her. So the Rabbanu considered this maisa biya like a biya's nuts. It's like it wasn't done the shem kedushin. And the Chum have a kayach to do that. So that's the way you got married to her, with the das moshe of Yisrael. Therefore, some of the Chrishayim learned the kasha was not that the Chum can't do it. The kasha was just the Chum should not do it. It doesn't look nice. It's not nice. The Chum should make a bias or bias look. And Terah says, yes. Who also shloik oigen? He did something not nice. Therefore, the Chum do something back to him also not nice. Therefore, Rabbanan took away the Kedushin. So, therefore, it's not kasha and Rabbanan the Kitsa. Yikir Radin Avad, if you force your wife to accept the Kedushin, Kedushin should have been Chal. But we've asked until you have Zvini. You force somebody, agrees and there's no loss, it's Chal the Kenyan. Shatir to Rabban de Kalocha, that who was like Eigen and Rabban took away the Gedushin. Now the Maestim is very social, she's not married. Tovi, Tolo, Lepapoi, Akinro, Vizovin. Tovi Rashi Rishpam says, Gavra Olami was a strong guy, strong bully. Tolo, Lepapoi, Vilan, he hung him up on a tree. Sheshmoi Kinro, the name of the tree was Kinro, Limchaloi Sadeo. Kids of the bully took the owner of this tree in this field and said, listen, if you don't sell me your field, I'll hang you on this tree. And they picked him up. So again, Tovi Tolu Lepapoi Akinro. He hung him up on the tree. Vizovin, and then he sold him the field. Chosem Rabba Barbachona Amodoi. So he signed under my doi. Rashman says, Vizovin Kloima, the Chain Nosa Shema, what happened? He sold it to him. The Maestri, he wanted to stay alive, so he sold his field. So Chosem Rabba Rapuna, Vyed Achar Imai Amodo, Shemosa Papoi Kerm Shinim Kashtar Amchiro. That was before Papoi went to sell the field, he told other people, or at least he told Rabba Barbachona what's going on. That really I do not want to sell this field, just the guy's forcing me. He made up my door before he sold the field. The Ashkalto. Rashman says, the Gam al Shtar Mechira Chosim. This Rav Rachona signed both times. He signed on the Shtar my door first, and then secondly, he also signed on the Shtar that the owner sold, that Papoy sold to Tovi. Some Rav Rachona said, Man Mechosim al my door, Shar Pechosim. Well, Man Mechosim Ashkalto, Shar Pechosim. And the Chura, whoever signed, each one of them is good. Spam says, Yafagav, Gluy, Vizovin, Zvini, Zvini, Hani, Miliyeh, Kadloy, Mosta, my door. But if the Gimeda, my door, is Mavato, Zedda, Mechira. So, Chura, that's why the signing under my door means something. The Marmonashach. E, my door, Leishkal. What are you saying? E, my door, Leishkal. If you tell him now the fact he signed under my door, that stops the sale. So that star is good, then the sale means nothing. Ashkal to the star means nothing. The Ashkalta loy medor, you're telling me the Ashkalta, the Shtar Mechira is good, so then the first medor is no good. What are you telling me both are good? Hochikona. Elav medor, not for this medor, man the chosim Ashkalta, Shabbat chosim, we have a son, and that Shtar was a good Shtar. In other words, Rafun le taimei. Rafun goes,